Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, Mr. Manning. This is Elizabeth from Star Graphic Design. I'm calling because the designs we discussed in your office last Tuesday are ready. I was hoping to schedule a meeting to review which ones you'd like to use in your new catalog. Once you approve the designs, I'll send them to your printing division by email. I know that your deadline is fast approaching, so hopefully we can meet soon. My schedule is wide open today and tomorrow. Please give me a call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 72. What does the speaker say happened last Tuesday? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest the listener do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Rogers Community College is pleased to present its annual family festival this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Rogers Sports Centre. This annual festival is open to everyone and admission is free. Planned events will include an obstacle course, face painting, and a wide selection of delicious food. Students from the college will be hosting activities throughout the sports centre, including children's games and a variety of arts and crafts. A 50-50 raffle will also take place, so if you're feeling lucky, be sure to buy lots of tickets. Each ticket will be sold for $2, with half the proceeds going to the winner and the other half being donated to charity. We hope to see you this Saturday.
Number 74. What kind of event is being advertised? Number 75. According to the advertisement, what will cost $2? Number 76. When will the event take place? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Ryan Crestfield. Thank you for tuning in to WSAZ Broadcasting, your number one local news and weather station. On Wednesday, Yorkfield Town officials approved plans for the construction of a new high school. The school, which will be completed in 2 years, will hold about 2,000 students from 9th to 12th grade. Harold Reynolds, the mayor of Yorkfield, said that the new building is needed to reduce crowding at the current high school. It is estimated that the total cost of the construction will be $10 million. In addition, about 90 new teachers will be hired, said Reynolds. And now for an update on the weekend weather forecast.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. According to the broadcast, why does the building need to be constructed? Number 79. What will the listeners likely hear next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Meredith Hazlett from the admissions office at Riverside College. I'm calling to confirm that we received your graduate school application for admission into our MBA program. In order to complete the application process, we also require 2 letters of recommendation. One of these letters must come from your previous professor. Please fax your references to me at 555-1099 by the end of the week. After we've received everything, our admissions staff will review your application.
Number 80. Why is the woman calling? Number 81. Who is the message for? Number 82. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following notice. This notice is for all employees working in the production department. Tomorrow morning, the first thing you should do when you get to work is to check to see which office you will be working in for the next project. Leave a signature next to your name so that we can confirm that you've checked the office where you will be working in. Also, be sure to read the daily announcement posted on the notice board in front of the manager's office. And last but not least, be sure that you receive a pair of protection glasses from your manager. Number 83. What is the notice for? Number 84. What should the listeners read on the notice board? Number 85. What does the man mean when he says, and last but not least, questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you tonight to the Grand Theatre. Before we begin our concert, I would like to remind you of theatre rules. First of all, food of any kind is not allowed in the theatre, and we request that you turn off your mobile phones. Also, taking pictures during the performance is prohibited, so if you want to photograph the musicians, please wait until the show is over. One more thing. If you want to know the schedule of upcoming Grand Theatre events, just pick up a pamphlet by the exit on your way out. Thank you very much for your cooperation, and we hope you enjoy the performance.
Number 86. Where is this announcement most likely being made? Number 87. What does the woman mean when she says,
I would like to remind you of theatre rules.
Number 88. According to the announcement, what is available at the exit? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement. For this week only, all electronics at Tech World will be on sale. Everything has been discounted up to 50% off. Don't risk missing out on these incredible events. Come and choose from the widest selection of electronics, including TVs, home stereos, and refrigerators. Our store is located on McDonald Boulevard. Just follow the signs to Tech World. Hurry up before everything is sold out. Number 89. What kind of business is being advertised? Number 90. What does the man mean when he says, don't risk missing out on these incredible events? Number 91. What information is provided? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Ventura Doors Factory. I'd like to mention a few things before we start the tour of our production facility. Many of you probably know that Ventura has been around for a long time. In fact, Robert Ventura founded the company in 1915, which makes us the oldest door manufacturer in the country. There's a good chance that the doors in your offices and homes are made by Ventura. Before we go into the factory to see how our products are made, please put on a pair of safety glasses provided in the bins to your left. Now that everyone is ready, please follow me.
Number 92. What is said about Ventura? Number 93. What does Ventura make? Number 94. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following recorded message and invoice.
Hello, this is Sue Timbers. I ordered some products from your online shop. I received the products and invoice this morning, but there are a couple of mistakes with my order. The invoice states that I ordered two chairs, but in fact, I ordered and received one. I would like to make sure that I am refunded the extra money I paid for the extra chair. Also, even though the price of one tablecloth is listed as $10 on your website, I was overcharged. I would like to be paid back the difference. Please correct the errors as soon as possible. Thank you and bye.
Number 95. What is the main purpose of this message? Number 96. What would Ms. Timbers like the company to do about the chair? Number 97. Look at the graphic. How much of a refund does Ms. Timbers want for the tablecloth? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and boarding pass. Attention, passengers traveling on Flight 347 to Los Angeles. Unfortunately, the plane you'll be boarding has been delayed in New York due to the heavy snow. It is scheduled to arrive in about 1 hour. As soon as it arrives, our crew will prepare the aircraft for departure, and we will board everyone as quickly and safely as possible. We ask that you stay near the gate in case we have any further announcements. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience, and we appreciate your cooperation. Number 98. Who most likely is making the announcement? Number 99. What has caused the problem? Number 100. Look at the graphic. When will the passenger board the plane?